Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, presented by Living Stream Ministry. These life studies explore every book in the Bible from the perspective of the believer's enjoyment and experience of God's divine life in Christ through the Holy Spirit. These messages unveil how the Scriptures can be living and more than mere doctrine to man. Today, we bring you recorded excerpts of Witness Lee's original speaking, along with some of our own comments and thoughts. If you have questions, please send email to radio@lsm.org. Now, let's join today's program. The Bible opens with man placed in a garden before two trees. These two trees represent two lines that run through the entire Bible, and these two lines become two ways. At the end of the Bible, the two ways issue in two results. One line, or way, represented by the tree of life, leads to life, the eternal life, and the eternal city of life, the New Jerusalem. While the other way, typified by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, ultimately leads to death and destruction. Ron Kangas is with us today. And Ron, it's quite striking, I think, what we see in this final program, that the Lord, throughout this whole book of Job, wants to transfer this man, this upright, righteous, even perfect man, to transfer him from one line to the other, isn't it?
This is the central matter that we need to see in Job. Otherwise, we'll just be lost in the endless considerations of why does this righteous man suffer? There's no answer. The point is this. Job was on the line of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was his way. He may not have realized it, but all that he had built up in himself was along this line. He was good. He was upright. He was a man of integrity. All of this is a highly developed self that is ethical, religious, and in so many ways outstanding, but not to God, because God's purpose in creating human beings in his image and according to his likeness was that they would express him, not a perfect self, but later in the fall became the way of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, with human beings rejecting, for the most part, what they think is wrong or bad or evil, and acting on, again, for the most part, what they consider good and right. This is Job. Such a person may be commendable in the eyes of fellow human beings who are also living along this line and in this way, but God wanted to transfer Job from that line and that way to another line, the line of the tree of life and the way of life, leading to the experience of the triune God as life for his corporate expression in life in the city of life. This transfer is not easily made. It involves the Lord dismantling or tearing down or consuming what has been built up along the line of right and wrong. Yet God preserves this human vessel so that when he's transferred to the line of life, he can be filled with life, express life, and become ultimately part of the city of life, New Jerusalem.
Well, we get one of those kind of bird's eye view of the entire Bible today in our program. So I picked a couple verses from Genesis and a couple from Revelation. Seems to be fitting. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "And Jehovah God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." In Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter in the Bible, "And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street, and on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life." And if we jump back a couple of chapters to see what happens to the other line represented by the tree of knowledge, in chapter 20, verse 10, it says, "And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire." We have a beginning with two trees, and we definitely have an end with two results, don't we?
We do, and let's establish a point here that the two trees in the garden point to two contrary sources. By that time, there was a source contrary to God in this universe. That was Satan, the devil, the enemy of God, signified by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then you have the man created in God's image, set in this garden, and there's a distinct emphasis on the tree of life because God told the man, "You may eat of every tree," obviously including the tree of life, "except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." But we know what happened. The man disobeyed God, sin entered, and fallen human beings, now with their damaged, created human life, live according to the principle of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But in God's complete salvation, we are transferred through faith in Christ into the line of the tree of life, take the way of life, to become part of the New Jerusalem as the city of life. There is no explicit mention of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil being cast into the lake of fire, but the source of that tree, the devil, the one who devised that alternate source, he and everything related to him is cast into the lake of fire. That indicates all the issue from one's taking the way of the tree of knowledge of good and evil will come under God's judgment and will be consumed. So Job will not be alone in having his self-righteousness consumed. This will happen to everyone. Everything from that source has its end. There are only two ends. This is an exceedingly crucial understanding of the word, comparing the beginning to the end, and tracing the two lines and two ways throughout the Bible and seeing their consummation. This is one of the most crucial points in Witness Lee's ministry. We call this a life study for a reason. It is a study of the Scriptures, a serious, deep, careful, exact, accurate study, but along the line of life, in the way of life, leading us to life. And the very fact that these life study messages minister life and lead us to life demonstrates the fact they are presented according to the principle of the tree of life, which is dependence on God, along the line of life, in the way of life, and with the issue of life. Anyone listening to this word really is blessed and has the opportunity to seek the Lord and to reconsider the beginning and the end of the Bible and these two lines and ways throughout the Bible. If the light shines based upon such a thoughtful pursuit of the Lord through His word, I assure you, your living, your being, your Christian life will be revolutionized. And you will experience a transfer from one line, right and wrong, good and evil, issuing in the lake of fire, to the other line, tree of life, line of life, way of life, issuing in the New Jerusalem, in which flows the river of the water of life, conveying the tree of life for our enjoyment of life in the city of life for eternity.
All right, let's join Witness Lee as we fellowship the two lines of life, the two issues, and the two consummations.
The Bible has two sources. The Bible also has two ends. In between, there are two lines and two ways. Every source issues in a line, and every line becomes a way. Then the way consummates in the end. This is quite meaningful. In the first two pages of the Bible, you have two trees. These two trees are very striking. Why such two trees are mentioned? The tree of life. And then the other one is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now what is this? How could knowledge with good and evil become a tree? But sorry, in the Old Testament, these two trees only appear in Genesis 2. And to the end of the Bible, we still see one of the two trees. We see the tree of life ends in a city. And this tree of life is the city's center. And at the center, you have God's throne. That indicates God's administration. Then out of this throne, out of this one God, flows a river. And on the two sides of the river grows a vine tree. Well, this is, no doubt, the end of the tree of life. But where is the tree of the knowledge? The lake of fire must be the end of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because all the evil things in Revelation 22 are involved with the lake of fire. So the two ends are one city, one lake. One is full of fire, and the other one is full of water.
I think without any question, this is one of the significant revelations in this ministry. I remember as a very young Christian reading a little booklet by Watchman Nee called Two Principles of Conduct, and it was very much along this same theme. And Witness Lee, of course, in his ministry developed this thought marvelously. Talk a little bit more about the contrast here and how the tree of knowledge of good and evil could have a result of the lake of fire.
Okay, let's consider this interpreting scripture by scripture. The Lord God warned the man he created, "If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. The issue is death." According to Hebrews 2:14, the source of death is the devil. The lake of fire, that is where every negative thing in the universe is consumed and dealt with. One striking matter is that tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's not hard to grasp the thought that all the evil things must terminate in the lake of fire. Actually, taking the line of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil involves trying to do good, but the result is still the same, it's death. Nothing that issues from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, can avoid the ultimate destination of the lake of fire. In contrast is the fact that the tree of life is seen again in the New Jerusalem, in the new heaven and the new earth. This city is not a place, it's not a literal metropolis. It is a group of people who constitute the wife of the Lamb, the counterpart of the redeeming God. There is no more reference to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and its issues, because Revelation 20 addresses that. But now, in Revelation 21 and 22, we have a glorious vision of a new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, descends from heaven to the earth, and the center of that corporate person, signified by a city, is the tree of life. And that chapter mentions in verse 14 that those who wash their robes have the right to the tree of life. So what we have in Revelation is not simply the ultimate destiny of those who believe into Christ and those who refuse to believe into him. We see the ultimate issue of two trees, two lines, and two ways. The lake of fire for the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the city of water for the tree of life. As for me, as I'm sharing this, I freshly choose the line of life and the way of life, leading us into the city of life.
Well, we have not only two sources that have become two lines issuing in two ways with two consummations, but behind the source we see in this coming segment, there are actually two persons. And I think that is the critical thing to see, because that defines so much of what we're talking about. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Two trees signify two persons. One is God. One is Satan. Now, the first one's name is the tree of life. So the tree of life is God. God is life. This is right. But no reader of the Bible would think that knowledge is Satan, gold is Satan, and evil is Satan. Today, the world just worships knowledge. Before eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Adam and Eve, they too were ignorant, not knowing. So they had no sin. After they ate the tree of knowledge, what? Their eyes were open. They became knowledgeable. That is sin. I tell you, to commit sin, we consider that a sin. But actually, knowing sin equals committing sin. To know sin is sin. When the rich young man came to the Lord Jesus and called him goat teacher, the Lord Jesus said, only wise goat. The real goat is God himself. If you touch the good things outside of God, that means what? You touch Satan. Then you would ask me, brother, how about the love? Could you say love is Satan? Well, the tree is of knowledge of good and evil. Evil and good are equal. Love and hatred are equal. If you don't have love, you could never have any hatred. No love, no divorce. Divorce came from love. Am I right? Think about it. Would you divorce a lady on the street? You only divorce the one you loved. Think about it. The Bible is different. The Bible teaches us the knowledge, good and evil. These three all are Satan.
Well, he says the Bible is different. I think we all amen that, don't we, Ron? This is just not a match to our natural concept at all, is it?
No, and it cannot be, because our natural concept is shaped by the knowledge of good and evil. What Brother Lee has just presented really requires our utmost attention. Not only evil, but good may be sin. Not only hate, but love may be sin. But please note a crucial utterance in our brother's speaking. To have the knowledge of good without God. To have the knowledge of evil without God. That means the knowledge is out from another source. So God is set aside, and now the fallen human beings are taking the way of seeking to know good and evil apart from God. The crucial matter is the trees signify two sources. God should be our unique source of everything, of every good, of love, of every virtue. So it's not only manifestly evil persons that are sinners. A good person like Nicodemus is also needing Christ as his sin offering because he is a sinner. What God says is always righteous, holy, good, true, faithful, life-imparting, because it comes from God. But if we turn to another source to try to be good, even to try to be perfect, all of that in its entirety is sin, leading unto death. This view is radical to the core, radical meaning it goes to the very root problem of the fall of humankind, the turn away from God, the source of life, the source of all spiritual understanding, to a rival source that involves the enemy, that leads to death and consummates in the lake of fire. This is why we need light, and this is why we need to have the understanding of the book of Job presented in these series of messages. And this understanding will help us to know why God would not allow this good man to continue to exist without God being his source. He would strip him, he would break him, and he would remake him to be a man on the line of the tree of life.
With this backdrop now, let's pick up a couple of verses in Matthew chapter 7 that are often quoted. I think now we'll take on a different significance or meaning, perhaps, than we've seen them before. In chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. Because narrow is the gate and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it." All right, here's Witness Lee with our final section of the life study of Job.
So these two trees are the two sources. Of course, every source has an issue, and that issue is the line. The two lines are the two ways. The first way is the way of life, the constricted way, narrow way, the straight way, not crooked, the way of righteousness, the way of salvation, the way of God, and the way of the Lord. The second way is the way of good and evil, the broad way for a man to follow Satan, to be his children and his companions. These two ways, the way of life and the way of death, lead man to the two God-ordained ends. One is the New Jerusalem, a city of water. The other is the lake of fire, respectively. Job talks a lot about God's righteousness and justice. The real righteousness and justice is here, at the end of the two ways.
Ron, along the way we've talked about what we've seen in the way of principle, and for all of the grand sort of universal truths that have come out, it seems to me that we could end on a very practical principle. How many times in our daily life do we lose our enjoyment, our experience, our love of the Lord because of the debates we're involved in, whether they're with the Lord himself or our spouse or our coworkers? We need to get off this tree and out of this realm, don't we?
We do, and we debate, we argue, and we fight only and always because we are assured we are right. So the very fact we're doing these things indicates where we are as we are doing them. We are taking the way of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thankfully, we have the tree of life through regeneration in our spirit with the sense of life, letting us know where we are when we're debating, etc., so that we may turn back to the way of the tree of life. Are we living along the line of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, fighting for what we think is right, insisting on what we feel is righteous? Or are we simply turning to God in Christ as the Spirit, as the tree of life, the way of life, and the line of life? It's so clear. Now we need to not only understand the principle and understand Job in the light of the two trees, we need to consider, what about ourselves? Will we go on and on and on, arguing, debating, fighting for what we think is right? Or will we simply turn to God Himself in Christ, and based upon the redemption of Christ, come back to the tree of life as our source, to the tree of life as our line, to the tree of life as our way, and to the city of life, in which is the tree of life, as our consummation? The way is clear. I choose the tree of life.
We hope that you've enjoyed all of these life studies from the book of Job. It's been good to have you here, and we invite you to contact us still to get the printed life studies. All these messages in Job, I think there's plenty here to pore over again and again. We all need our minds renewed to see this principle of the tree of life, and it helps put this story of Job into a context that is really consistent with what we call God's economy, day by day presenting what God is really offering man, not to choose necessarily to do good, but to choose Him as life. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to call us, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or you can write to us at Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or by email, send it to radio@lsm.org. So that wraps up the life study of Job. For Ron Kangas, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. For more information on Witness Lee and Watchman Nee, please visit our website, lsm.org. Again, that's lsm.org. Thanks for listening today.